medicine for healing. And we said the best scriptures. We said the scripture is the best medicine, not the only medicine. And we also said that what particular scriptures, and we all have our favorites. But then we said the other morning, as the Lord directed us, that all scripture is the best scripture for our healing. All of it, all of it. And so I was, thinking on that and pondering on that. And what came to my mind was a picture or an image of many times in my life where I have had a certain symptom show up, a certain diagnosis, a certain feeling of ill. And the first thing I did was, like many of us, I went to the medicine cabinet and I started searching for something for the pain. I started searching for something for the runny nose, or and decongestion, or indigestion, or irritable bowel syndrome. I started searching because I knew I had something up there in that medicine cabinet that I'd taken before, that the doctor had prescribed, that I didn't take. And now is the time to take it. So we go through that medicine cabinet. Some of our medicine cabinets are full. I mean, they've got over-the-counter things. They've got prescription drugs. They got things in them, man, just about for everything. And I was having this image that I was up. And I know it was nobody but God showing me this. Going to tie into what we're going to pray about this morning. And he was saying, show me myself how sometimes almost in a panic rage, because I got to find it. I know it's up here. And then you want to blame folks if somebody must have moved it. And we start asking each other, have you seen it? You know where that's at? And we start looking in other places. Did I leave it on the nightstand? Did I leave it over here? Did I put it in my last bag when I traveled? You know, we go through these types of experiences sometimes trying to find a particular medicine, a particular painkiller, a particular antihistamine, or whatever the case might be. We go on an extensive search for it. And the Lord was letting me know is that when we know that there is a better alternative or better medicine, why don't we search for it the way we do in that medicine cabinet? Sometimes you call and make an appointment. They said, bring them on in. I mean, we don't hesitate. It's like second nature. We know exactly what to do. And I said to myself, in that dream or that vision, I said, how did we get there? And he said, it took a lot of practice and a lot of rehearsal and a lot of going over the same thing, doing the same thing over and over and over again until it become like a ritual, it becomes ceremonious. Like, man, you know, where the first place to go, you know, when you need something to relieve something. And so I started thinking about, do we put that same kind of energy, effort, and emotion, and outpouring and search into trying to find those scriptures that we should have them somewhere saved and stored, just like we do our medicine cabinet. Well, we should have a Bible there. Really, by now, if you've been saved for a day, there ought to be some of these scriptures hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against our bodies. Our bodies depend on us to take care of them. God gave them to us as temples. And we should have some healing scripture. All of them are good, and put them in our spirit, in our hearts, and hide them there that we might not sin against God and against our body, against our finances, against whatever. We can, a lot of times that's what happens when we neglect our body. We're actually sinning against our body because we're not being good stewards. And if you sin against your body long enough, you end up with your body sinning against God. And we don't want to do that. So I just had that image of, you know, that intensity that we search for drugs or prescribed medication to soothe some pain or something. And it doesn't really make it go away. It don't heal it. It might soothe it for a little while, and then we got to take more and more. We got to have a stronger dosage. And I was thinking about the word. It works for more better relief of whatever we're dealing with than any medicine. You know, not telling you not to take medicine, but I'm telling you that also use the word with the same intensity and you'll get a better result. as we were talking about it, what is the best, you know, scriptures for healing? He said all of them. So we can take all of them at any time. And I was led, before I pray here, I was led over to the book of John first, the first chapter. And I know a lot of us know this scripture. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things, I love this word, all things were made by him, and without him was not made anything made that was made. So when God made it, he had a plan to preserve it, to take care of it. And that's the plan we want. And we know that plan begins with what he said. What did he say about what he made? And it says, in him was life. My God. Not in the medicine, not in the cabinet, not at the pharmacy. And the life was the light of men. And where light means, you know, you can see what you're looking for in the Word. You can see the Word. You can see it in the Word. You can see what he promised in the Word. Just like when you turn the light on, you look in that medicine cabinet. Sometimes you can see the prescription. You can see, oh, there it is back there. Well, the Word works the same way. When you open up the Word, the inner entrance of that Word, David said in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, he said, at the entrance of that Word, it gives it light. You know, so we can kind of like see our way through or see what the mistake I made and correct it. And it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You know, sometimes nowhere to look. We'll look here before we look there. We'll look up there in the cabinet before we say a little prayer to God and say, Lord, you say with your stripes, I'm already healed. I believe the report of the Lord. You ain't gonna look for that medicine. You know, might not need it by the time you get to the medicine cabinet. I've had them kind of experiences. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He's just a messenger. I'm just a messenger this morning. The same came for a witness. He's a witness. We should be witnesses to these truths too. To bear witness of the light, yeah, that shineth in dark places, bring some revelation to you. Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 21, I want to say verse 4, and King James Bible went over the other morning, talks about that time that's coming when there will not be any sickness or pain. All that's going to be done away with. Well, in the meantime, I got to take this gospel and use it to work out my salvation until the end, so I can endure to the end. It says that all men through him might believe. That's the key right there, the work of God. Jesus told the disciples, it's to first believe. And then anybody who comes to God for healing got to believe that if I ask for healing, I'm going to be healed. That's how we take the medicine. That was the true light, my God, which lighteth every man, I'll say make them well, every man that cometh unto the world, so it applies to everybody. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. That's the key right there. A lot of times, Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge. We don't know where to look. It's just like that medicine. I don't remember where I put it. Well, you know, same thing about that word. Just pick up that word, put it where you can find it, nightstand, somewhere. Now we got these high-speed iPhones. Should not be a problem to pull that up. And so he says he came into his own, and his own received him not. That's the problem right there. We'll look for other cure before we turn to the Word of God. All the Word of God works that way, and it's good. Says that, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. And so once we take that gospel, there comes a manifestation in the life of a man or a woman of God. Some things get better. We have proof of that, you know, living proof, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So Jesus came, and we're going to see how powerful he was in coming in just a second. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 20, King James Bible, that word, Jesus sent his word, talking about Jesus, not made of flesh and blood, not wearing no doctor's robe, you know, or no practitioner, but said that he sent his word, talking about Jesus, over in the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 20, the King James Bible, to heal our disease and to rescue less than whoever else from destruction. From death. Amen. And Jeremiah tapped into that prophetic word in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16, the King James Bible said, "Thy words were found and I did eat them, and they become a joy and a rejoicing in my heart." There ain't no rejoicing in the heart if I'm in pain, chronic pain, I'm sick, I'm thinking about this time. But man, if that word is in there, it better record it like that. Hey, the report of the Lord says, "I'm healed." Put God in remembrance of that. And chances are I will increase my chances of receiving life and receiving that life promise more abundantly. So, Father, we thank you this morning and we praise you this morning. We give you glory, God. We've heard your word this morning and we thank you, Lord, for giving us your word, God. This is the best medicine for all sickness, disease, infirmity, and healing. We thank you for what you have already done in our lives, what you're doing and what you promised to do. As we come this morning in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we receive our medicine this morning, which is the word of God. We thank you for sending Jesus, the living word. We thank you, God, for giving us the word of God, the living word of God, Lord God, to partake of, God, each and every day, God, as we open up the medicine cabinet, that we open up the word, God, with the same intensity, with the same purpose. And God, we take this word like a medicine, and you said it's good to our flesh, Lord God. It's good for healing of our flesh. It's like medicine to our flesh and marrow, to our bones. You told us to keep this word as David wrote to Solomon, and Solomon to his son. He said, "Son, take heed to my word, incline thine ear to my word. Put that word in your heart that it might not sin against God." So we would have it readily available. Father, there are those out there spending millions of dollars buying different drugs and going to different places and trying natural cures and trying everything, God, with so much intensity. They'll get on highways and travel to different towns and states and cities and places and communities in search, God, of a natural healing. They'll get on airplanes and fly to other countries to see a particular doctor with a reputation to take care of this problem and that problem, but won't take the time, Lord God, to open up the word of God and just take it like a medicine that would be good to our flesh. But Father, we're praying for change this morning. We're praying that even right now, revelation will fall on someone and they'll get a vision in the middle of the night, God, that would tell them the answer is not in your medicine chest. The answer is not on what's prescribed on that bottle. Those are not healing. Those are for temporary relief. But God, in the name of Jesus, that we turn to you, God, and take your word and find your word and eat your word. Lord, we believe your word. We believe the report of the Lord that says that you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, with whose stripes we're already healed. We thank and praise you this morning that we know that every sickness, disease, infirmity, illness, virus, Lord God, chronic pain, God, we know all of it is a curse of the law. But we declare we've been redeemed from the curse of the Lord and the law, and we are the redeemed of the Lord. And we come this morning before you, God, to say so as a reminder, God, that we know, God, that it was Jesus Christ who hung on that tree, was cursed on our behalf, Lord God, took every sin. He said, hallelujah, he who was cursed, Lord God, bear those sicknesses, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, he who was on that our sins, oh God, that brought sickness, that brought curses, and every sickness in the Bible is a curse of the law, God. We know that from Deuteronomy. We know what you said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, Lord God, that if we hearken to the voice of the Lord and do all that he's commanded us to do this day, you would not cause any of the diseases that was on, Lord God, the Egyptians, oh God, on your people, oh God, that they disobeyed you to come upon us, Lord God. So you said, but if we do not hearken to the voice of the Lord and do all that you have commanded, you will cause those diseases to come upon us, oh God. And so, Father, we thank and praise you for disease-free lives, because we trust the word to conquer those diseases and defeat those diseases, God. And so we thank you this morning that we can say to cancer and diabetes and hypertension, the chronic illness, every other type of sickness, disease, infirmity, Lord God, we can say to it, Lord God, that it is a curse of the law, but we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from you, even though you exist, even though you are plaguing us, even though we deal with you and go through seasons with you. But in the end of the day, God's grace is sufficient for us, as Paul discovered. Lord, it is up to you, God, to, hallelujah, how you decide to heal us, oh God. But we know there is a day in our future that we work toward right now with fear and trembling, where there'll be no more sickness, there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more death, there'll be no more suffering, there'll be no more hospitals, be no more crying tears, oh Lord God. According to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 21, verse 4 of the King James Bible, be it unto us this morning, Lord, and let us, Lord God, hallelujah, eat the whole loaf, the entire word from Genesis to Revelation. Let us take these scriptures and put them in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Let us be full of the word, instant in season and out of season, ready to give an answer to someone, Lord God, as we pray for them, as we call for elders of the church to come and lay hands and anoint with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith heal and you raise up, Lord God. So let us turn to the word, Lord God. Let us be students of the word. Let us read the word. Let us hear the word. Let us study the word. Oh, let us meditate on the word. Let us memorize the word as Jesus did when he was tempted in the wilderness, oh God, in the book of Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 18, 19. He says, Satan, get thee behind me. Don't you know it's written, hallelujah, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Because your word, Lord God, it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts asunder between the separation and dividing of soul and spirit, and to discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart of man. Most of the times in our thoughts, we think we're sicker than what we are. And that's why the Bible says, a man thinketh, so is he. But God, we don't have to speak to how sick we are, but we can speak to the one who healed us when we're sick. God, Jesus, you said, hallelujah, I will heal all of your iniquity, all of your prayer, I'll forgive all of your sins. And Lord, we thank you that when you saved us, we're saved. And when you heal us, we're healed. Therefore, you are our praise. So be it unto us, Lord God, according to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 14. We're praying not only for us to be healed that are on this line, but God, we pray for our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, Lord God, our children and our children's children to walk in divine health and healing. We're praying for our families, oh God, to be saved, first of all, Lord God, and then, Lord God, be healed in their body, soul, and spirit, and life, Lord God. And we're praying in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for families of the world that are going through chronic sicknesses, the Lord God, especially in some of these war-torn countries where there's starvation, God, where there's lack of medical professionals and medical attention and supplies. But God, we're praying in the name of Jesus that you would visit those places, send those medical personnel in, send them in with aid bags, send them in with aid packages, send them in, Lord God, to do a work to help those people to recover, Lord God. We have a humanitarian crisis that are facing us right now, God. And Father, we're praying that even now in some of these regions where there is a breakout of different types of malaria and mosquito bites that are deadly these days, Father, we have all kinds of epidemics out there that are going on right now. And people need to know, Lord God, that we need to be environmentally well, God. We need to take care of our environment. We need to pick up, Lord God, hallelujah, trash, God, and put it in containers, recycle, God. Do whatever we need to do, Lord God, to be do our part as stewards in our communities, oh God, as we see things. Oh, Lord God, pots with water in it that's sitting outside empty, Lord God, because there are mosquito beds and mosquitoes bring infestation, God, and all kinds of other varmints and creatures that spread disease, Lord God. Let us be more cognizant, oh God, so that we'll be more well, Lord God. Let us fix what we can fix and let us turn to you, God, for the things that are impossible with us. Oh, God, as we strive and aim, Lord God, to have optimal overall wellness, God, a best life, a better life, Lord God, a better future, Lord God, will result, God. As we pray this morning, we want this not only for us, God, but we want this, Lord God, for our children and our children's children. We want this, Lord God, for children of the world, Lord God, even in the school system, the drinking water, Lord, let it be water, Lord God. Hallelujah. That's not contaminated with lead and other particles and other bacteria, Lord God, that cause our kids to be sick, Lord God. Father, we're just praying, Lord God, for a complete overhaul, a complete cleanup, Lord God. Oh, let the pipes in these places be changed, oh Lord God. Let whatever needs to be fixed, Father. We're looking to you today, God, asking you to touch those administrators. Touch, Lord God, those superintendents. Touch, Lord God, hallelujah, those county commissioners, God, who are aware of these things and do nothing, God, to pass legislation or send funds, oh God, to send in crews to fix these problems, Lord. And therefore, we're raising up another sick generation, Lord God, that's going to have to deal with cancer, have to deal with all types of diabetic of systems and sicknesses, oh God. And so, Father, we're praying for the preserving of the next generation and the next generation, Lord God, because you said unto the third and fourth generation, oh, will your word be established, Lord God. And so we send out your word today because your word brings healing, oh God. Your word causes people not to perish. Your truth sets captives free and open blind eyes, God. Your word do miracles, oh God, and you honor your word. You watch over your word. So we're praying this morning in the name of Jesus that people would know that your word is for the healing of the nation. As we read in the book of Revelation, God, you said, oh God, hallelujah, that you sent your word to heal our disease and rescue us from destruction. Oh, God, we need to find your word this morning. Not only us, God, but some of these doctors need to be, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, be saved, oh God. Some of the practitioners need to be saved. We're praying in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, that we not abandon our faith when we go to the emergency room, but we continue to pray that prayer of faith, and that prayer of faith will heal us while we're waiting on the doctor and inhaling and breathing all of that bacteria in the air, God. We're praying that we break out our masks and begin to wear them as we go out into the marketplace, go in these emergency rooms that are crowded with sick people, Lord, who have viral issues, oh Lord God, and they're breathing out things, coughs, oh Lord God, and we pick up airborne things, oh God, and we become sick because we went there for one thing, and we come away with several different things, oh God. And so, Father, we're just praying against, hallelujah, these toxic environments, oh God. We're praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that more people, more medical staff will be hired, more specialists, more people to care, Lord God, that we eliminate some of this lag in these waiting areas, these emergency rooms. And God, we're praying for more doctors to be educated and graduated from Hopkins and medical school, all these medical schools around the world to meet the need of the hour, the crisis of the hour, the humanitarian world, the world crisis, oh God. The people will deploy, God, with made bags, with their professional careers, God, and go and help these people in these foreign countries, oh God, that are hurting right now, Lord God. And so, Father, we just pray, God, for this humanitarian problem that we're facing all over the world right now, God. But we know, God, hallelujah, that if we would just look to you, God, the author, finisher, and the developer of our faith, and cry out to you, God, and ask you and call on you, Lord God, we know you will hear our prayers and answer them and show us great and mighty things. So this is what we pray this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that people would turn to the word of God and turn to God in his word. And we believe, God, that you will perform a miracle. We believe, God, that you will supernaturally heal the problem. We believe, God, you just want us to turn to you, God. You're a jealous God, and you don't want us to put more confidence and trust in men and in medicine, oh God. You want us to turn to you, God. Look to you, God. You're the Alpha. You're the Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. You were there in the beginning. The word was there. You spoke the word, God, and things began to appear on this earth, God. And you gave us the herb. You gave us the you gave us all those things, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. But we messed up the environment, God. We invited sin to come in, and sin brought sickness, oh God. But you sent the second man, Adam, to be our healer, to reconcile us back and put us back in right standing, that we can regain and obtain those things that you promised from the beginning, so we can be who you created us to be and have what you created us to have and do what you created us to do, God, without any hindrance, without any delay or any lag, God. And so, Father, this is our prayer this morning as we continue to pray for our own healing. I pray for Pastor Sharon out of Walk in Divine Health and Healing. I pray for Pastor Eric, Pastor Phoebe, Mother Helen, that household to walk in divine health and healing. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Deaconess McNair and and Deacon McNair and Deacon Charles to walk in divine health and healing. We pray for Minister Biggers and her clientele to walk in divine health and healing. We pray for Brother Hal and Minister Smith and her household to walk in divine health and healing. We pray this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Mother Guthrie and C.P. David to walk in divine health and healing. God, we just continue to pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for all of our family members, Lord God. We pray for Sister Estelle and her family, her household, to walk in divine health and healing. We just pray, God, for everyone on my mother's and my father's side of the family that's dealing with chronic illness to walk in divine health and healing, that some aware, God, that they'll hear a word, Lord God, and that word will bring healing, Lord, and encourage them. We're praying on Pastor Sharon's side of her family, mother and father's side, that they'll walk in divine health and healing, God, that some kind of way, God, the word will come to them, Lord God, and they'll know, God, even if they call in and ask for prayer, that we'll point them to the word, Lord God, and not just use a one-line sentence that say praying, but God will actually send them these scriptures that we're using, that we're taking, that we're applying, that it will be a benefit to them, because your word will not come back void until it do what you please and the purpose to you which you sent it. We lift up Crystal's family right now, God, our daughter-in-law, God, just lost her uncle, Lord God, in New Jersey, and we know, God, that those are children and the wife right now are probably going through a time of loss, but God, we're praying your confidence strengthen their heavy hearts this morning, Lord God, and comfort our mother Louise, Lord God, comfort Crystal, Lord God, our daughter, and the grandkids as they learn about it, Lord God, and Alex and all of them. Lord, we're just praying that as they prepare to travel there, Lord God, for the homegoing, whatever that might be, for traveling, grace and mercy, we pray over the planning of his homegoing, Lord God. So, Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor this morning that even now, God, we can turn to you and look to you. Now, we're praying, God, for your divine intervention over in Jerusalem, God. We're praying for the peace of Jerusalem this morning. We're praying for the prosperity to be restored. We're praying for an end to that war, God. We're praying, oh God, for all these natural disasters that are taking place right now on the land. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bring these storms to an end, these earthquakes, these fires, God, and only you can, because this world belongs to you, God, and you say when, God, hallelujah, you say when enough is enough, because yet we still know you won't put any more on your people, God, than you know we're able to bear, and with every temptation that comes to doubt you, God, we know you will open up a way for us to escape out of it, that we can bear it before we doubt you, God. We look to you this morning again, Lord, with a hope, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, knowing, God, trusting you, being confident, Lord God, fully persuaded in the spirit of our mind that if you said it, God, you're going to make it good. As we seek this morning your way of doing things, your kingdom first, God, and we know, God, you will add whatever things are necessary with that we need to us. That's our prayer today. So be it unto us according to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33 of the King James Bible. We thank you this morning for your word that was in the beginning, your word that is now, and your word that will be tomorrow, because heaven and earth will pass away. But you said, my word will not pass away. So we love you. We thank you. We praise you this morning, Lord God, for hearing our prayers and answering them this morning. Let your will be done now in this earth as it is in heaven. Let it be done in our life here on earth as it is in heaven. As we pray this morning, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Is our